And in fact, I've told Dr. Basha and his lobbyist, Alyssa Kopp, this is it. I'm not bringing this up again unless the commission votes they wish to have language. Does that answer your question?
Right. This is a, it's very interesting. Typically, we have proposed language before
yeah,
us.
Yeah, I didn't know why. I didn't realize we weren't going to have language.
No. But in this case, what we are being asked is, are we in sufficient favor of the concept that we want the department to draft proposed language and bring it before us? Now, we have seen some data from Dr. Basha about utilization, and we've seen some draft language, but we don't have anything official in front of us except whatever motion that we will have. So it's a little different, but it's certainly appropriate to look at whether we are in favor of moving the concept forward.
Ed?
Yeah.
This is Commissioner Smith. My comments are geared at not being naive or trying to dodge a bullet, but geared more towards looking at a more, what I perceive to be a more thorough process of trying to problem solve what we're really facing with. You know, I listen to the testimony. I understand, have a good grasp for the humanitarian and or business model approach that's been suggested. And I'm not challenging it. What I am challenging, however, is that we design a fix or attempt to design a fix or a solution without really doing the problem analysis. I mean, we've heard that we know we have systemic problems, but I'm very, very concerned about overlaying an exception type of an approach to resolving it. And what I'm looking for is there another process? Is there a more basic problem-solving analysis that needs to be done, whether it be public policy or the like, but not to really muddle an effective CON standard with additional exceptions? So that's what I'm personally wrestling with in terms of this particular issue.
Mr. Lyon.
Yes, Commissioner Dreamer.
Your thoughts on this whole issue.
The statute requires the not-profit hospitals to take patients regardless of payment source. We build into the standards, I think every single one now, as they've come up, a requirement to accept Medicaid. We think that's the appropriate place for this to be addressed. I am not so naive to believe that payment source could impact ability to attain an appointment. We hear anecdotally that is the case. However, in this instance, we don't have widespread complaints in this. We don't have the Medicaid program knocking on the Attorney General's office's door saying we have instances where people are being turned away. We do have numbers that support Dr. Basha's claims that he sees a higher ratio of Medicaid and uninsured relative to some of his area not-for-profit hospitals. I do think that there's probably a couple of reasons for that. His outreach efforts, which are laudable, and I compliment him for that. I think it's a great thing that he does. It's also quite possible that the hospitals, it's a big hospital report that they do, and sometimes the data isn't as terribly accurate as it should be until it can be used to hurt somebody. And I think that they would probably question the low percentage that they have for these types of services. I spoke at the last meeting as well, and I laud the hospital's efforts. The amount of uncompensated care that they provide is great for the state. Medicaid reimbursement rates are not terribly high, and they have to survive in that environment. So I do think that they are providing a level of service that shouldn't be compromised by the statements made here today. And the last point I would make is that Medicaid is a legitimate payment source. And we at the department worry that you're creating a dual system, people who have Medicaid or are not insured, compared to people who have insurance. And we cannot support that in any concept.
Okay.
Well, I think we need to bring this to closure one way or the other. And in that spirit, I'm going to make the following motion, that there is sufficient commission support for going from mobile to fixed along the lines we've discussed by Dr. Basho. And if you feel this way, the department will bring back precise language for the December meeting. And then we can vote this up or down and move on.
So the motion is to direct the department to draft language along the lines of our discussion that would create a lower level to switch from mobile to fixed if the applicant was willing to do at least 25%.
At 25% of Medicaid or no pay, and no pay means no pay. We already went through this. $50 is pay. You know, it may cost $1,000, but it's pay. Same thing as free clinics.
For a defined period.
For a 10-year period of time. The person, the other criteria is that whoever is qualifying, when he or she tries to sell this, the same requirements would hold. So you cannot game it that way. Then the commission can decide, do they want this or not. Otherwise, I think we are not using our time wisely.
So that's the motion. Is there support for that motion?
Angelini supports.
Angelini supports. Further discussion? Take a hand vote.
Yeah, I just, you know, I kind of want to, this is Miller, I just want to tie this a little bit to the information we do have in the department. I think that, you know, in a way, this proposal, it's forcing an issue that I think is important. And there's an accountability that's being asked for here that, you know, I think I'm inclined to pursue, but I also feel like I'm doing it in the absence of data and information, and that concerns me. So I don't know if we can tie this to a fuller, you know, departmental report and sharing of information along with the language or not. Again,
I would accept that as a friendly amendment if you wish to make it a formal amendment, Commissioner Miller.
So the motion would be okay, that we proceed with a submission of both language and a report from the department to the commission.
Along the lines that Commissioner Miller.
Right.
Okay. I accept that as a friendly amendment.
Would the report, this is Nick, yeah, department, would the report just be what number, a percentage of payment sources we have before us that we think is I don't know, as accurate.
Well, that information's already there. Okay. On all the that information was already distributed for every MRI in the state payment source.
I think you're correct. Yeah. Okay.
That information's already been given out.
Yeah, this is information related to the service areas that we're looking at, and your statement that the ratio of payer mix is different in those areas. So it's specific to those corners of the Tri-County area that overlaps with the service area. So it's really carving that out, providing it on an institution-by-institution basis by payer mix. So maybe it's a subset of what's already been provided.
Okay.
This is Commissioner Darimo. I have a procedural question. It is possible to approve that conceptually that the department bring language forward, but that means there's another bite at the apple. So, in essence, when the language does come forward, commissioners can decide whether they want to vote up or down at that time.
That's exactly correct. The point of this is, I think, twofold. One is a straw vote on the concept of an exception for charity care at all, irregardless of what the language would look like, using 25% of the machine for charity care. And the second is that the department would then come back with language. We could vote the language up, we could vote the language down, we could amend the language, we could do whatever This does not commit anyone to a position. So either you could vote in favor of taking a look at specific language, or you could say, you know what, I am so opposed to the whole concept that I don't want to waste anybody's time.
This is Commissioner Kishishian. Can I ask, what are we, Adam, what are you requesting in your amendment?
Well, I heard that there is data and information and an enforcement obligation by the department to, that all payers are served. And that was news to me. And I guess I want to have that information in hand before we make a substantive decision.
You said all payers are what? I apologize. I couldn't hear you.
No. I'm assuming what Lodi said is correct, and that the department, that every CON under every standard is required to take all, all participants, all people, and by pay, and there is self pay, and there's commercial pay, and et cetera. So, if the charge is that some institutions are dumping, and some aren't, then we need to look at that, especially if it's housed somewhere in the department, before we make a substantive decision.
I can tell you that the percentage is higher for Basha than the neighboring facilities. I can't tell you the exact numbers off the top of my head. I think it's with data, what's the data actually telling you? And I think that's associated, my own feeling on it is that's probably more associated with Basha's outreach. I think he even stated they have 50 vehicles.
Right.
So I don't know if that's a good indicator of anything besides they see payers who aren't quite as able to pay for one reason or another. I certainly wouldn't read into that that's an indication that hospitals are not seeing those people.
Let me try this. Dr. Basha has presented some information to us. The department may have additional information, but I think the question goes to an enforcement obligation. I don't believe we have ever thought we had strong enough data to take an enforcement action against a facility because they weren't hitting some number that we thought was their number for their catchment area. That's possible. If we have a standard that says you must take Medicare patients, and we have a hospital where we have clear evidence that they are refusing Medicare patients either through sufficient anecdotal data or through a newspaper article that says if you have Medicare, don't even think about coming to Hospital X, we might have sufficient evidence to take enforcement action. It really becomes an evidence question more than a policy question for the commission. And we could get more information. I don't know that we will be able to answer the fundamental question about our hospitals shirking their responsibility.
These issues are linked at some level. So I think I'd like to make the linkage, understanding it's not going to be definitive. It may be the beginning of a process.
Yeah, I have no problem with providing data, of course. I just don't want that to be linked to some sort of feeling that enforcement based upon a percentage coming off a report should be used as evidence to pursue some sort of enforcement action. That's really stretching our enforcement authority.
And I didn't say that.
I know. I just want to clarify. I've heard enforcement like 3 or 4 times. Providing data and enforcement are two very different things. So.
Sure.
Okay. So for procedural reasons, Dr. Angelini, do you support the amended motion?
I do.
So we have an amended motion.
We both consider this to be a friendly amendment.
Any further discussion on the motion? If not, all in favor of the motion, which is a motion to allow the department to draft language, bring it back at our next meeting along with some data about usage in the Tri-County area. If you're in favor of that, please raise your hand. Five in favor, opposed. 4 in 5 opposed. Okay, so I get to break the tie.
Wait a second.
No.
Wait a second.
All right.
You got, what was the vote, 5 to 5?
5 to 5.
Was there an abstention?
No, the commission gets to break the tie in this case, which okay. is what I was afraid was going to happen. okay, so why don't we vote again? I am going to vote in favor of the department drafting some language. That makes it 6 to 5. So we will proceed with that. That does, again, for purposes of the record, that does not mean that anybody is committed to any position other than a position of looking at language. It doesn't mean that anybody is committed to approving that language. Commissioner Guillermo.
I have a couple of comments. I'm very conflicted about this whole proposal. But I would like to be able to see language, and I would like some more data before making a final decision. There's something else that I think the commission needs to begin to think about. We've divided the world into for-profit and non-profit providers, and there is a whole new legal structure or entity called the LC3, which is a low-profit limited liability corporation that has a mission. It's a corpus that allows for a nonprofit mission, but for receiving the purpose of the organization is not for is not to create profits, but it is a for-profit. It's a blending of the two, and I think that kind of corpus may be coming forward more and more frequently. Many foundations are moving to a corpus like that so that they can actually invest in social mission kinds of entrepreneurial organizations. So from a legal perspective, how we've divided the world, I think, is going to change dramatically. And we should have some idea of what that might look like and what that might how that might impact healthcare as if and when organizations move to that kind of blended corpus. So that's just a comment that may be related to these kinds of issues going forward.
You know, I have two very brief comments. My prediction that this was a close call, actually. This was a very difficult vote, I think, for everybody. Second is I would ask my fellow commissioners to reflect upon this so we don't have to spend a lot of time next time going through precisely the same arguments. That's all I would have to say.
Yeah, and not just the commission, but members of the public, too. If at the next commission meeting you have new information, we'd be happy to hear it. If you want to rehash old arguments, it probably isn't going to change anybody's mind one way or the other. Okay, so why don't we move ahead?
Chairman? Brenda has a clarification.
Okay, now I need some clarification in drafting language. One of the concerns that was brought up at the last commission meeting was the length of time once they received a unit under this exemption. In their proposal, they said after 3 years, they know have to...
10 years.
Okay, so 10 years
it's
is included.
10.
I just want to clarify that. And then the second question is, you did move language forward earlier today for final action. Are you still wishing to keep these two still on two separate tracks, so we're going to be working on two sets of language for MRI, or do you want to hold up on the final action until this issue is resolved and send everything over at one time?
I would like everything we voted on a second time to go to the governor and the legislature and not to hold up that. We don't even know if this is going to pass in December. And if it doesn't pass, even if it passes in December, it had to be voted again in March. And it would not be fair to the other people who have an interest in either the technical changes or the other two proposals. So I would be appreciative, unless my fellow commissioners feel differently, that we've already, whatever we've done, for better or for worse, and that needs to go forward.
Thank you.
You have other questions, Brenda?
No, those were the two main points.
Great. No, those are.
Can I ask a question on the language really fast just to make sure? So basically this language will be to build in a lower volume requirement to justify an additional machine based upon the percentage of uncompensated care in Medicaid?
This is Brenda. My understanding, and maybe we do need some additional further clarification, there was language presented to the commission at the last meeting. Is that my understanding is that's the premise you want to go with. It was the language that was provided.
Yes. But except it should be 10 years, not three.
Right, with that change.
Yeah.
But it does raise one other question, and I can't recall the specific language. Was there a separate maintenance requirement for this exception again, and what was that number? If not,
there was not, but the maintenance requirement has to be 25%.
No, the volume requirement is what I'm referring to.
Same question that we had on.
Same question you just dealt with.
Okay, that's a good point.
My recollection is that there was not a maintenance requirement.
No.
And is that the route you want us to provide?
Well, there has to be a maintenance requirement.
But right. By default, it would be 6,000, and that's why I'm asking. Is that how you want us to draft the language?
Probably not on the same